Got the release now of his 5-song CD, the Christmas CD, currently on tour. Joining us on the show, the smooth one, Ruben Studdard. How you doing, Ruben?
Oh, man, hey, that was Ruben. An introduction right there. Good morning.
I'm tired, Ruben. I'm tired, man.
The smooth one, Ruben Studdard.
Hey, Ruben, we really can't call you Big Ruben no more, can we?
Oh, man, I'm still a big guy, man.
Hey, let's see. I think you – well, I remember on the Biggest Loser, and after that, you let go of about 120 pounds. Where are you now, Ruben?
About the same.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So you managed to maintain all the time.
Yeah.
Good for
That's
you.
Right.
Do you realize how loyal your fan base is when you can set up like a crowdfunding campaign? Explain exactly what that is to us, Ruben.
Well, this process that I'm doing is actually a new platform called Pledge Music, and it's basically a place where artists get an opportunity to let the fans have an inside view of how albums are made. So basically what they're doing is just purchasing the album ahead of time. That's pretty much all it is.
Right, so I can make a pledge, like if I wanted to get something signed from you, maybe like a lyric sheet or even
right.
a microphone or anything.
Like all that stuff. And, you know, I'm actually like, you know, once we, you know, start working on a project, which I will be doing in the next few weeks,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of the things that people ask, especially like when we do, you know, the Tom Joyner Cruise, we have these, you know, panels where, you know, fans ask all these questions. And now, you know, how is it, you know, working with certain musicians or certain producers, and now they'll get an opportunity to see those things, you know, firsthand, you know, from, you know, getting the access pass with this, with Pledge Music. And it's really a great idea, and it gives us a direct connect to our fans.
Yeah.
And
right.
it gives the fans, you know, direct access to what's going on with us. So it's really a great platform.
Ruben, what's the strangest thing anyone has ever asked of you or asked from you?
People are pretty cool. I haven't really had any strange requests. I know everybody wants me to sing at their wedding. I'm like,
yeah,
no, I can't.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I can't be at everybody's wedding now. You know? Get Johnny down the street to just sing my song.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
always pretty much the same.
But with this pledge campaign, though, you do have as one of the perks and one of the exclusives that you will come to somebody's house and actually sing, right?
That's right. On one of the perks, if you pledge at that level, I'll do a home concert. So
yeah,
it's a real cool thing, man.
So if you plan a wedding around that.
Yeah, if you plan a wedding around that particular pledge.
That's it.
At your house.
Exactly. You know.
This is smooth and sweet, your Christmas CD, Ruben.
Right.
What's
and
your favorite?
And that's also a perk as well, because, you know the Christmas EP is a perk of pledging to my new album. So, you know, you guys get an opportunity to you know, get my new Christmas EP in mm-hmm. addition to getting the new album that comes out, you know, in 2015.
You know, I was just thinking about you, man, a scholarship athlete at Alabama A&M and footballer singing. How hard was it a decision for you to make which route you wanted to go, Ruben?
You know what? After my second round of tour days, it really wasn't hard to pick which one I wanted to do. I mean, it was
working
it was,
out.
It was rather easy to decide. You know what? I think that choir room has air conditioning. I think I'm going to choose that side.
Did the Biggest Loser remind you of any of that? Going back to your college football days?
And I think that's probably the reason why I didn't cry on camera the whole time, because it was like, I was like, yeah, this is very familiar. I'm used to people being in my face and, you know, and screaming at me, you know.
Yeah, man, I love this this Christmas that you've got on your Christmas EP. Man, you kind of went to church on that one.
Oh, man, thank you.
Version.
You know, my mom's favorite song. I got an opportunity to do What Do the Lonely Do at Christmas. That's my mom's.
Oh, my God. That's my mother's favorite song.
Song, you know, we played that all the time. And so I kind of put my gospel spiel on that song. But
Ruben, you don't say Merry Christmas, Mama, and just let that be the gift, though, do you?
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay, good. Good man.
Very good.
I add oranges to that. And, this bag of propaganda that.
You're stupid.
My man Ruben.
You going to bring her on the cruise with you?
Oh, you done put me on the spot. Now I got to. Thanks, Sybil.
You know, we love your mama.
Yeah. Thanks, Sybil. Now I have no choice.
Any advice for first-timers on the cruise?
Just come ready to have a good time.
That's the truth.
You know, I didn't know what to expect my first time going on the cruise, and it's just it's a party from start to finish. I mean, even when I'm on stage performing, it doesn't really feel like I'm at work. It just feels like I'm at a room full of people that came to get down with me.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, you're major. Maybe you can have some influence on Tom. I never get to go on a cruise because when he's out there sailing, I got to be here. Man. Ruben, so.
Bring out your violin, Ruben. That's what we all do.
You know what I mean? Mm. You know, Skip, it's folks that wish they had a job that they can do. You know?
Okay, I'm thankful.
You are
I'm
with
thankful.
Something to do, and you are on the air complaining.
All right, I'm thankful then, Ruben. You set me straight, my man.
Now you lift your hands and tell God thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
He still wants to go on the cruise, Ruben.
Right.
Look for the new CD in 2015 and look for the Christmas CD available now for you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you, Ruben
Merry
Studdard.
Christmas, Ruben.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Ruben.